Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you use coupons when you go grocery shopping? Do you do extreme couponing? Are coupons dying? And do younger shoppers use coupons anymore? How has the internet changed the way we get coupons? Coupon Gumbo. Content, conversations, activation in collaboration with the Joint Industry Coupon Committee, Food Marketing Institute, and the Grocery Manufacturers of America are all in New Orleans for a meeting this week. So we asked John Morgan with the Association of Coupon Professionals, where he's the executive director, to join us. Good morning, John.
Hi.
Couponing. I had no idea there was an entire association of coupon professionals, but I guess there's associations for just about everything, and I guess there should be for coupons, too, because it at least has been in the U.S. a massive industry. Is it growing or shrinking with the advent of the internet and with millennials who just don't seem to care about anything, let alone coupons?
It's changing, and what's changing is there's a shift from the paper, traditional paper coupon, to you have internet printed home coupons now, and there's a lot of digital coupons. Retailers have click-to-card programs, so that's where we're heading. We're shifting from paper to digital as technology evolves.
How rapidly is that shift happening? I know, you know, very few people receive a newspaper thrown on their doorstep anymore. I mean, it used to be you looked forward to the Sunday paper and you dig through the coupons. You'd see, oh, what can I save a dollar on laundry detergent? Can I get a buy one, get one free? Can I get money off of the local fast food restaurant? You know, you'd get these stacks and stacks of coupons out of the Sunday paper. But with the death of newspaper, essentially, how are people getting those coupons now?
Well, surprisingly, there's 70 million Sunday newspapers go out every week. So the majority of households are still getting a Sunday newspaper, and a lot of the reasons why they get them is that Sunday insert, because it's still one of the biggest, the widest used by manufacturers, coupons, distribution method. But the other areas are growing. There's more, a third of all the redemptions come from coupons that are distributed in store. In packs and on packs and those kind of things. And then
so
the digital just keeps growing.
The ones they're trying to use to entice you to come back. So when you check out that little machine sitting there next to the register, prints out a little coupon, and your next visit you can get $5 off, or it kind of starts to get to know you because you have your rewards card, and it prints out coupons it thinks you're going to want for things that the computer thinks you want to buy.
Right. So we wanted it to be more efficient than just blast out, you know, 70 million coupons. The marketers want to look at the shopper and say, all right, if he bought these products, maybe it's, all right, I bought Pepsi and it's Coke saying, well, try this. Or it could be Pepsi saying, okay, you bought a 12-pack. I want to make sure you come back again. So they reward you.
So in general of grocery shoppers, do you know about what percentage on an average grocery buying trip will use one or more coupons?
I don't have specifics on that, but I was looking up a stat before I came over, and 88% of people have used a coupon in the last 3 months.
Okay.
So it's about as popular a thing as in this. I mean, what does 88% of this country do?
Yeah.
We don't vote.
No.
We don't
God,
watch the
no.
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's in the fabric of our society that people use coupons. They love bargains, and it's a way, you know, to feel good about saving some money.
All right. So 88% say they've used a coupon in the last 3 months. And are you talking about any coupon at all, or is that specifically like a grocery store coupon?
Specifically the manufacturer coupon, and that's from a study from Inmar. It's a shopper survey. But it's for manufacturer coupons primarily. It's General Mills putting out a Cheerios coupon that gets redeemed at a Walmart.
Our Big 870 Pretty Jaguar opinion poll, while not scientific but always interesting, does ask, do you use coupons when you go grocery shopping? And we'll keep an eye on how the voting is going throughout the hour. We just posted it a moment ago. And right now, of those of you voting at WWL.com, 67% say yes, only 33% say no. Continue voting throughout the hour. Oh, I just updated, and now it's at 50-50. So half of you going to WWL.com say you use coupons, and half of you say you do not. I honestly do. but not like my mom did. You know, I remember my mom had this organizer in her purse where she have cereal and soft drinks and meat, and she had a little compartment. It was like a little mini filer for everything that you could imagine, and she would just clip the coupons every week and slide them in there. And those were coupons that got out of the newspaper. Some came in the mail, and some were like, you know, stuck to products you'd buy. And she'd keep this big organizer of them. I don't have the time or the passion to do that, but I do when they hand me a coupon at the grocery store, put it in the cup holder in my car, and try to remember to use it when I come back next time if it's for a product that I buy. Or sometimes I just get a store coupon that's like $5 off of 40 the next time I shop.
But you feel good about having saved the money when you use it, right?
Oh, yeah.
And there is it ranges, right? You do have people who are in there with the organizers trying to save as much as they can. It's a bit of a treasure hunt. But you think about it, I'll tell you how I do it, and actually we're a growing population too, is the primary grocery shopper being male is growing.
Really?
Yes.
I do it quite a bit in my house because my wife just got tired of it, and I don't mind it so much, and I don't want to order my food online at this point. I know a lot of people are going that way, and we'll talk about that coming up. But really, so male shoppers are now in the majority?
Not in the majority, but they're growing.
They're
growing, where it used to be, typically be, you know, women did it more than men. Now men are, there's more men being the primary grocery shopper. And that's such a dividing of roles in households kind of thing. But the other thing is like an occasional what you're doing as well. You know, go through, grab a few coupons. Don't spend 5-10 minutes. You can spend $5-10.
Right.
So that's a... that's a casual way of doing it, saving a few dollars, feeling good. You don't have to go, you know, spend 20 or 30 hours a week trying to get a big organization going to save a few dollars. Just grab the coupons, try some new products, and you can get some good bargains.
I have, if I know there's something I really want to buy, I have searched on my phone for a coupon that they can scan off of my phone also if there's something that I know I'm going to go buy. And I've been successful in that a couple of times. We'll talk more about how the internet is changing coupons when we come back, and coupon codes that more and more sites are using. If you have a question for the executive director of the Association of Coupon Professionals, John Morgan, you can get on the line right now at 504-260-1870, or you can text them to me at 870-870 and let me know, do you use coupons? And do you have any questions about the future of coupons? And we'll also talk about that extreme couponing. And is that real, or is that just something on TV? Do people really do that? And can you really go to the store and get like $800 worth of stuff for 43 cents and walk out there needing a U-Haul to get it home? We'll talk about that next here on The Newell Norman Show. Dave Cohen in for Newell on your Not Monday, Tuesday morning. 1023, Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. Thanks for joining us here on WWL. Do you use coupons when you go grocery shopping? It's our Big 870 Pretty Mazda opinion poll. Right now, of those of you voting at WWL.com, 52% say no, 48% say yes. Our guest, John Morgan, with the Association of Coupon Professionals, says nationwide, 88% of people recently surveyed say they have used at least one coupon in the last 3 months. Paula, thanks for calling, 504-260-1870. You're on WWL with John Morgan. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing good, thank you. Good to talk to you, Dave. Look, I went to one of those coupon seminars. And
coupon seminars? Where do they have those?
They've had one just recently. They, well, I went to one a couple of years ago, but then I live in Nattery.
Okay.
The East Bank guide to the Times-Picayune every now and then, they'll advertise where they have one.
Okay. What happens at a coupon seminar?
Well, what they do is you have to, they have a lady that explains what to do. But the thing with it is you, like you said, you have to buy so much. And I mean, the average household, unless you have a empty room that you can store all this stuff in, and then what you have to do is buy like 5 or 6 copies of the same newspaper in order to get enough coupons to
So this is an extreme couponing seminar. This is to teach you how to do what those people on TV do.
Exactly.
And have you tried it yet? And are you now? Does your house look like you're a hoarder now because you're living in and amongst piles of soap and paper towels and laundry detergent?
I don't have that kind of room, and I wouldn't do it if I had, because I mean, unless you're going to donate it to food.
The food bank or something, a homeless shelter
something
like that.
I can see where people would do that, but I mean, like, there's no way, not to knock them or anything, but there's no way anybody can use, like, what are you going to do with 10 things of Cascade, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You're going to be doing laundry the rest of your life. John, Paula went to a seminar to learn to extreme coupon. I've seen those shows on TV, just in passing, and I can't watch them for very long. But that's a real thing, extreme couponing, and can the average person do that?
Well, it's the TV show is not a real thing. I mean, a lot of that is staged. And a lot of the things that they do on that show is a violation of either the manufacturer's policy who's putting the coupon out on the street or the retailer's policy where they're redeeming it.
So reality TV is not necessarily real.
Yes. So there are limits. There's a lot of limits, and you need to check with your retailer and what their policies are. You can Google them up and get them up and see what their policies are. Manufacturers, they have policies as well. There's a little bit of legal copy on the coupon. But, you know, the intention is read the coupon, buy the products that you see on the picture, and you're fine. But if you start to get into extreme, I mean, the retailers don't want one person coming in and wiping out the shampoo all off the shelf. It's kind of like, you know, use your coupons, but don't abuse them.
Right. Now, the retailers get reimbursed for all these manufacturers' coupons, right? So if I do come in and use one, or if it's within the policies, 100 coupons, they aren't out that money. At least not in the long term. In the short term, obviously, I'm not paying them that amount on the coupon. But whoever issued that coupon pays them back? Is that how that works?
They do. And you think it's an implied contract between the manufacturer and the retailer. And the manufacturer's saying, Mr. Retailer, if the consumer follows the rules on this coupon and buys the product, I will reimburse you.
And that's a process, I guess, and a decision that stores have to make if they want to participate in that process, although most do, right?
Yes. I mean, the thing is, a retailer does not, for any reason, have to accept a coupon. So if they think they're not going to get reimbursed, then they're likely not to accept the coupon.
Right. Or if they don't want to wait for the reimbursement, or they just don't want to deal with the accounting that goes along with it.
But look, we got a shopper there who's, you know, a consumer, and they can walk across the parking lot to another store.
Right,
so
who will take your coupon.
So
like a Walmart, what are they dealing with in terms of coupon reimbursements? It must be millions and millions of dollars that they're having to get reimbursed from manufacturers for coupons on a regular basis.
It is. And just to put it in perspective, it's the industry as a whole, it's $3 billion in manufacturer coupons get reimbursed every year.
Every year, three billion. Americans use $3 billion worth of coupons every year. And is that rising, falling, or staying about the same?
It's staying about the same.
All right. What about younger consumers? Do you have any demographic information? I don't see a whole lot of younger consumers using coupons or even shopping sales for that matter. They just go to the store, whatever looks like what they want. They don't compare prices. They don't care what's on sale. They don't have coupons. They throw it in their buggy and they go buy it.
We don't see that. We see it's fairly common from teenagers all the way through to seniors, that it's fairly consistent. Now, the shift within that, the younger millennials might go a little more digital and a little less paper, but they're definitely using coupons. Think about the millennials lived through the 2008 recession, and they also, there's a lot of student loans out there. So they're being frugal.
Okay, so millennials, out of necessity, perhaps more than you talked about earlier, how some of us just like feeling the reward of getting a few bucks off. It's like, yes, I saved money. They're like, yes, I can eat.
Well, yeah, and then the other thing is I could eat spaghetti cheap on Monday, but then I can go have a nice meal on Friday, right?
Add up the savings.
I'll save on the groceries and then splurge on the craft beer.
All right, we'll talk more about the digital couponing. Can you just pull them up on your phone and scan them at most stores? Can you print them off the internet? Do people even have printers anymore? We'll get more into the digital side of this thing coming up. here on WWL. But I'd love your questions at 504-260-1870 and text messages at 870-870. Getting some good text messages. We'll read some of those coming up after the news here on WWL. Our Big 870 Pretty Mazda opinion poll. Do you use coupons when you go grocery shopping? Go to WWL.com and vote now. And we'll see how you're voting after this as well. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Newell Normand on WWL. Text message comes in at 870-870 of someone who suggests that there should be a separate line for people who use coupons at the grocery store. He says last week he was behind a woman who held up the line for 15 minutes digging out her coupons. Another text message comes in at 870-870 says, I put all of my coupons in a dish at home and I try to remember to use them. Sometimes I do, sometimes they expire before I get a chance to use them. Another person says, people don't like bargains. They need bargains. With all the different directions that are siphoning our money from all of us now. Then there's this text message at 870-870. I use the things in the mail that they drop in our mailbox. I call them marriage mail. Not sure why. He says they have Popeyes and Church's coupons. So some people use coupons for some things, but not for others. So he's using them to get his fried chicken, but apparently not to go to the grocery store. The whole point of coupons, though, is retailers want you to try their product and like it, right?
Yeah. So it's there's two things. It's either, hey, here's an incentive to try something. So maybe you don't want to pay full price, but hey, for, you know, 20% off, 30%, I'll give it a try. And their idea is to get you loyal to it. So if I try it and I like it, then I go buy it at full price. That's full profit.
All right. So that's one purpose of coupons. I guess another would be to build loyalty. You're already using our product. We don't want you to try the other guy's product. So we're going to send you rewards for using our product.
Yes.
How much has the internet changed couponing over the last 10, 20 years?
It's significant in that even think about not just the couponing aspect of it, but the how you get information. So, you know, you're going on to manufacturer sites, you're searching the internet for bargains, you're all over the place. And then what emerged first was internet printed home coupons. And at first there was some security risks there, and kind of the industry pretty much solved them. And that's still a popular, but it's just an additional distribution vehicle. It's a different way in which to reach consumers.
Yeah, I think Procter & Gamble or Kraft or a few of them email me coupons to one of my I have a separate email for what I consider my kind of junk and stuff that I don't want to read every day, but when I need it, I want to go look for it. And I get some of those coupons there where they just send me an email. I can print the email. And some places even now let you pull them up on your phone and they'll scan them right off your phone. But that's got to be difficult for the reimbursement, that's, unless it's all computerized now.
Well, some isn't. So the grocery industry is unique in that. So if it's Popeyes, they could put it on a mobile phone. It's Popeyes giving a discount to a consumer. Where if it's a Cheerios coupon at Walmart, you've got a third party involved. There's a transaction. There's a reimbursement that has to happen. So there's got to be more kind of audits and controls in place to do that. So you'll see those programs go into like a click-to-card program, like a frequent shopper card. You download it to the card, and then when you identify yourself with the card, it goes into the software and says, all right, Dave's is looking for these five coupons, and did he buy the products to meet the requirements of the offer? Yes, he did. Here's your money.
Gotcha. So coupon codes also. I'm seeing a lot of those where you – and there's these sites that are – their entire reason these websites exist is to scour the internet to find me coupon codes that I can use when I'm shopping online. Are those things all on the up and up, and are retailers finding the coupon codes are as effective for them as the actual coupons?
You know, I sorry to say, I've got limits to my areas of expertise, and our association doesn't get involved too much with the codes as much as like a digital coupon and the traditional paper coupon with the barcode on it.
Fair enough. Mark, thanks for calling 260-1870. You're on WWL with John Morgan, Executive Director of the Association of Coupon Professionals.
How you doing, sir?
Good, Mark. What's up?
Good. Just a quick one. I'm very old school, and I remember back in the days in the 50s and 60s when they had all the stamps like S&H and Top Value and all that. Now, I'm not suggesting they do that. But what I say is that I wouldn't mind seeing them giving us stamps in these stores for what you do buy. And then letting you use them for what you want instead of a promotional type product.
What do you mean?
We're coming back.
Give me an example of how that would work.
Okay, so you go in there and you spend $30 or $40 on groceries. Instead of getting these little $2 or $1.50 off on some specific items, give us a stamp. Give us a stamp from the store, like you used to put in a little book.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get so many, come back and use them when you get $50 worth. Use them on anything you want.
Well, a lot of stores have those rewards cards now where they do just that, the more you buy, you accumulate points or you accumulate dollars on your card, and then you do get money off when you come back.
But a lot of that is still, like, for example, just, I don't know if it's okay if I name a store, but for example.
Yeah, go ahead.
We shop at Petco a lot for our animals, and they have a very good system there, and I enjoy the store, but most of those coupons are only on certain things. You get $10 off when you earn it, but you got to go to this department or this type of a thing. I don't see why to keep people just coming back all the time. It's not just general. Just give me my $20. Let me use it in the store as I wish.
And I think some stores do that. Maybe that one doesn't. But I know that a lot of places have these rewards cards now where you do accumulate points, you do accumulate dollars off, and you do get $5 off of your next $50 purchase and things like that. But, Mark, suggest that to the managers of the stores where you shop, and maybe they'll work with you and find a way to help you. When we come back, I am going to ask a key question that someone just texted us at 870-870. They want to know, is it coupon or coupon? John's already laughing. I want to know, is there an industry standard? Has the Association of Coupon or Coupon Professionals made a ruling on this, on the proper pronunciation? We'll find out after this. In the meantime, you can text me at 870-870 and tell me, do you pronounce it coupon or coupon? Talking about coupons, the Association of Coupon Professionals is amongst those meeting for the Coupon Gumbo Convention that's going on in New Orleans right now. There must be associations for just about everything. If there's one for coupons, there must be one for just about everything. Someone texted us a moment ago, John, and asked us, is it coupon or coupon? Has the Association of Coupon or Coupon Professionals made a definitive ruling on this issue?
We have not, and haven't really studied it, to be honest with you. But I see the coupon or coupon, it's kind of interchangeable, and personally, and you probably noticed over our discussions, I've got a bit of a Philly accent, and up where I come from, you call them coupons. So
all right, so they're coupons up there. I think most New Orleanians call them coupons. But I'm not sure. Continue to text us at 870-870, or you can call 504-260-1870 and let us know how you pronounce it. We do have some text coming in. One person says, it's definitely coupon. Another says, it's a chicken coop, not a chicken cube. Therefore, it's coupon, not coupon. What does a chicken coop have to do with it? I guess it's spelled similarly. Another says, I'm all about the coup. So there you go in terms of that question. What's the future of coupons or coupons look like? What will be changing? And where do you see the industry headed when it comes to couponing or couponing?
Well, I think you're going to see the continued involvement. We're going to shift from paper to mobile coupons and to digital coupons. There's also a shift in the industry with groceries, that the more people are buying groceries online, or they're making their purchase online, their order online, and picking up in the store, and that's going to change, how do you get your incentives? So I think that's going to go more digital than paper in those situations.
Do the Amazons, the Walmarts, and all these other burgeoning grocery delivery services take coupons in the same way that we traditionally have used them at the checkout counter?
Well, what's interesting about that whole area is that it's kind of new, and there's a kind of a mixed bag. So there are still some that are accepting paper coupons, or most are just saying it's digital only for the click and collect programs. But it's kind of all over the place right now. It's a growing area that's just starting to kind of ramp up, and we need to take a look at how that's all going to work.
Honestly, I still have not yet ordered any groceries to my home from any of the major grocery deliveries now. I order lots of stuff on Amazon and from Walmart and have it delivered, but I haven't done any consumables yet. So I never even thought about that. You know, if I have a coupon for Cheerios or for Coke or for whatever, Colgate, whatever it is there a way when you order that to use that coupon to reduce the price of what you're having delivered to the house, or for these services that go and pick up your groceries for you and bring them to you?
Yeah, and I think it's a format that's better for digital coupons than for paper. But it gets back to whatever the policy of the retailer is. And quite frankly, on some of these e-commerce situations, where you're ordering online and collecting in store, or ordering online and having it delivered by the store, that they haven't addressed the policy yet.
Well, I guess as they grow and if they want to attract a bigger audience, there probably are some people who are going to go, I'm not going to do it if I can't use a coupon. I'll take the time to go to the store. If I have $15 worth of coupons, I'd rather do that. But then again, I guess it depends how much time you have, because kind of people who have all this stuff delivered to their house are the people who don't want to spend their time going to the grocery store. John, thanks for visiting with us here. I'm glad y'all are having your convention here in New Orleans. Any thoughts you want to leave our audience with before we let you run?
Well, just the intention of coupons from the manufacturers is to get you to try a product, is get you to or loyally reward you for using the product consistently. Just read what's on the coupon, use the coupon. Don't be emptying shelves and making a disadvantage for the shopper next to you.
So I'm sensing that the coupon industry does not like the extreme couponing thing.
No. No. No.
Fair enough. It kind of defeats the purpose.
But, if there's a – and this is the great bargain is, if you've got a coupon and the product's on sale and you get a double win there, go for it. But don't be don't be trying to abuse the system. Don't be emptying shelves. That's not the intention of coupons to begin with. And again, it's kind of a community thing among the couponers to kind of police themselves and keep it under control.
And like Paul, our earlier caller, said, unless you have a warehouse, where are you going to put all this stuff anyway? Thank you, John. We appreciate your visiting with us. Enjoy your visit here to New Orleans. And folks, if you're down and around the convention center, the French Quarter, and the CBD, say hi to the coupon professionals who are hanging out. A final thought on this coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.